Good afternoon, Firehouse Roofing. This is Maddie.
Hi, Maddie. It's Kyle at Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for calling, Kyle.
No worries. Sorry, I only saw your email now. I'm sorry. But
no,
I see
that
you
was totally my fault because I was thinking, I was like, why would I set it up at 8 a.m.? But I'm realizing that it was really 11 a.m. We're just on different
Oh, yes.
Time
yes, time our time. Yeah.
No worries.
Okay, great. Yeah, so I was calling, I think it was on Monday, just to make sure that you got into the app for Yelp and everything, and I can see you did already, and you've logged in and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I just wanted to confirm that, and then you said that you had some questions, so.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Excuse me, I'm just logging into it right now. So I have the app. I just want to make sure that I'm setting it up and I'm communicating with customers properly and everything like that.
Yeah.
So, I have the app open. I have the desktop version open as well. Just a few questions. So let's see. Okay, so like right now in my inbox, are you able to see that or?
Yes, I can see. Yeah, yeah. You've got Nafisa and then Brian.
Correct. So, okay.
Yeah.
So Brian, I also want to just go through, like, so we don't really do gutter repairs.
You don't do gutter repairs. Okay.
No, because it's too small of a job usually. We do gutters. Like full jobs, but like someone's gutters are like clogs and things like that. Those jobs are just too small for us right now.
Okay, I'll make a note. I'll take that off as well.
But, yeah, I just don't want to get any more gutter repair leads. So how do I mark that that's not a lead?
Oh, so you can't. It's still considered a lead because it came through. But there is a button there on. You see where it says active?
Yeah.
So you can just say there. Archived, so it will still show as a lead because it is a lead technically from the campaign. It's not, we can't like mark it as not, so to speak, like, you know, other things, but yeah, you can archive the ones that, you know, aren't applicable.
Okay,
to you.
I'm not getting
yeah.
charged for that, correct?
So with this program, you know, with Yelp, it's not a charge per lead basis. It's the basis is click, so it depends. Looking at it broader, yes, but like the clicks, so that's why we'll now take clicks away from gutter repairs. We'll put that in the exclusions, not in the exclusions, but it's in like the blocked keywords. So when people do type that in, you're not going to be the one showing on the ad, showing as an option, if that makes sense.
Okay, can you just go over, because when I spoke to Jamie in sales, who kind of set me up with, you know, telling me kind of all about everything, she had
yeah.
said that I was $4.99, of course, 100 of it, of course, went to maintenance, but the first 6 months, I'd get that $100 credit.
Yes.
And then she was telling me that it was about $30 to $40 per lead, so I wasn't ever discussed anything
oh.
about clicks. Like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's the average cost per lead. So basically, from that budget, that's the average cost per lead. But you're not necessarily being charged per lead. It's actually based on clicks with Yelp ads, and then leads come from the clicks. So the clicks are normally about a third of the cost of a lead. Just working out. So yeah, you're not charged per lead as such. You're not being paid. It's not like a flat fee. It's based
okay.
on based on clicks. Yeah. So and then normally the average cost per click. Mm-hmm.
But how do you know if something turned into a lead?
Well, when you get a lead, you know, in the either by through this inbox here, then you can actually mark it as scheduled or job in progress or done. We're under that active button
Got
there.
Got it. So I can do archive for ones that are not, like, we basically can't do anything with. Mark.
Yeah.
So I could do scheduled if there's a meeting set up.
Yeah.
Just mark that as archive.
Sorry.
And then that's perfect. So then Nefessa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Nefessa, so that one is scheduled, so I can just go ahead and change that to scheduled, correct?
Yes, okay. Oh, that's great. So you did manage to schedule with her?
Correct.
Oh, that's great news. Okay.
Yeah,
so you can change that to scheduled, yeah.
Okay. And then I just want – let me just go backwards. Okay, so
– And
they,
I just wanted to mm-hmm. –
Yeah, go ahead, please.
No, I just want to say you don't have to do that if you don't want to. Some of our clients don't actually change the – it's good. It is good because it helps Yelp systems, like, learn what is a good lead, what's not good users
yeah.
and stuff like that. But you can do that, obviously. But it's not, like, a requirement that you go through all of them. But
okay.
it probably is
okay.
good for you to do it just to keep things tidy. And then also yeah. you'll have, be able to then filter by job status so you can see all your archived, you're done, you're scheduled, and stuff like that
okay.
on the left.
Perfect. Second question. So, like yesterday, they had sent, I think they called and I missed the call.
Mm-hmm.
So I went ahead and just sent a message. I just said, you know, I don't know if you're able to see that. I said, hello, thank you for your interest in Firehouse Roofing. I told them David, blah, 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 we're reaching out shortly. And but the only thing is, are we only allowed to have one phone number connected? Because, like, I'm trying to call out from my phone number to call them back, and it says that, I can't call them customer because it's not the number linked to the account.
Okay. Do you know what? I don't know. I've not had a request to do two, but let me check with the Yelp team, and I'll get back to you on that. I don't actually know, because I'm on there now, it only allows me to just change the number, so I'm going to just check with them if it is possible,
okay.
And then I'll get back to you on that, if that's okay.
Okay, perfect, and I just want to make sure, so messaging them through the app, they can obviously see the message, because I sent them another one saying, hello, we're trying to call you back, we cannot get through, can you give us a call, and they called us, so
yeah.
I'm assuming they can get my messages via app, but I just can't call them unless it's
yes.
a number that's...
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just the calling thing. So when anybody, that's what you can have multiple users that can respond to the messages, and yeah, they'll get your message, and usually they'll receive it on the Yelp app if they're using that, or via email as well.
I know when you click on it, it says contact and it says call or text, but I did text them and I didn't get anything back, so I'm wondering if I can't even text them.
Let me find out for you. I'll find out and let you know.
That's perfect. Because I'm assuming the number that Yelp is showing me isn't that person's actual...
yes, it's normally a call tracking number, yeah.
Yeah, because my brother was able to call from his number, which is currently linked to the account, but I don't know if the text message was even received.
Right, okay, so, yeah. Let me check on that for you, and then I can get back
sure.
to that.
And then it says Yelp is missing important information about your business.
Where did you see that on your...
Let's see. When I log in on the app, on the top
yeah.
it just says, there's like a little caution sign. It's up, Yelp is missing important information about your business. Service offerings are used to match you with leads. To get the right customers, make sure you have on your service offering selected. But it's a hit add services.
Yeah, we do have the services on, so that's weird. But I was actually just going in there now to take off the gutter repairs. Yeah.
Wants me to like approve it.
Mm-hmm. And you said gutter repair, so you do gutters insulation and repair, gutter insulation and replacement, but not repair, right? So I'm switching off repair.
Correct.
Okay, cool. And then do you do siding, insulation, repair, and replacement as well, right?
Correct.
Okay, and then we've got gutter insulation, gutter replacement, new roof, re-roofing, roof repair, and roof replacement. Okay, yeah. I just want to make sure that there's not a section for gutters on here to make sure that. And then on the gutters, you do downspouts as well, right? Sorry, downspout, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah, so that's, the services
prepared.
Are definitely done. So, sorry?
Yeah, just not repairs, just because they're too
okay,
small.
Okay, got it, yeah. Okay, that's fine. And then I think there is just the only other... So basically, with Yelp ads, when we do a... when we tell them... So they only allow a mile radius up to 25, but then I can target counties and stuff like that. So what I did is, because you mentioned 100 miles from home, right?
Yeah.
And excluding New York City. So I did get counties, and the map looks good, like with the radius and stuff like that. So that's done as well. I just wanted to see something. But, yeah, everything is on. Oh, what is going on here now? I pressed the wrong button. Sorry, give me a second.
That's okay.
Yeah, so everything is in there. The only thing that we don't have is reviews on, because obviously it's a new listing.
I just wanted to send everybody the Google and the Yelp review and the links in the same email, so I was just waiting until this was set up.
Yeah. So I actually did a tiny URL for you that you can use as well. I'll text that to you now.
Now, when it says address and service area, it looks like it doesn't have the business address in there. Should I add it?
Oh, so I think you have a hidden address. Is the actual location? Do you want the location shown or?
Yeah, that's fine. I have it says hide my business address. It's tagged toggled on, so I just toggled it off.
Okay.
But add the address in, right?
Yeah, you can. I didn't. On our side, it looks like we're hiding it on other platforms. I don't know if that's correct. I think it's just for your Google business profile that it's not.
Yeah, we don't. Because
it's residential, right?
Correct. So I told Jamie we're moving to an actual storefront in the next couple of weeks, so we're gonna have to change.
Oh, okay. Then you can change it. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah.
So I'm just service area. You had said I know you did the radius, but on my end, just looking. It still says I need to define which areas we provide service for.
Yeah, so that's what I'm still working on because you're only allowed to put 6 there for the map because it shows on the map. So the ad itself is set up. It's just this section that's not because I'm just trying to get the right options to show a good radius around there. So I'll sort that out shortly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the number it says call, that's just the number that you guys have for us that goes directly, that just kind of forwards to us, right?
The call tracking, correct, yeah.
Correct. I have a question just for that. When I had somebody call, I called someone from that, how did it go? I called someone from the number and it's just coming up as spam.
So that your number is showing as spam on the other person's phone.
Yeah, so I tried to call out from the app, they had sent it in, and to my brother's phone just to see, and it's coming up as spam. So I don't want to use the number to call customers because they're not going to answer if it says spam.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me check with our team that does the provisioning of the call tracking numbers.
Okay.
It might be a number that was maybe previously, reported for that reason. Let me just check with them because I think I think it can be updated. I'm not entirely certain. I don't really work much on the provisioning of that, but I'll find out from them. Sorry, I feel like I'm just deferring everything, but I want to make sure you the accurate answers.
I'll give you all my questions, and then if you got a comment, that's totally fine. I'd rather the right answer than a made-up one.
Yeah, I don't want to make anything up.
Yeah, no worries. I appreciate that. And then my other question is, for the call tracking number, that's going to the 5220541? Which number do we have it going to?
Let me check that for you again. Oh, I think it goes to the app, if I'm not mistaken. But let me just see.
Because, yesterday I had, I guess the calls of work coming through. Because I have all my notifications turned on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as far as I know, it goes to the app. But again, I'm so sorry. I'll check.
No, it's possible to find out for me. That's totally fine.
Yeah. I'll find out for you because I'll find out just to confirm. But as far as I understand, it comes through the app. But I'm not I just want to make sure that is the case for you. Or maybe it's set up a different way. I'm not sure. But which number did you prefer? Are you fine with it on that? Was there a different number that you wanted it to come to? Or?
It should be coming to 845-522-0541.
Okay, give me a second. Okay, yeah, I'll check on that for you.
There's a difference with, the Google. I know Google Guarantee and Yelp. I know it's all through Local Splash, but I'm just trying to kind of get my footing on what is what.
Okay, cool. You know what I can do? After I've hung up with you, I can try and call your call tracking number and just see where it, just to test. Because I think it is that, but I'll still check for you, but I just thought maybe we can check that after the call as well. Perfect. Okay, so, I'm still working on the service areas that you see on the Yelp listing as well. I'll be removing the gutter repairs, and then I'm going to see if we can add a second number for you to call back on when you do get the numbers left on the message leads. And then I'll also just check on the call tracking as well.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And then it says finish setting up your profile. So am I still missing something? I'm trying to see. Okay, the service area, you're working.
Yeah.
Okay. So that, and then pictures. I already sent pictures. I can send more.
Yeah, we've done that, yeah.
And I can always email more pictures to that email.
Yes, Anytime you can send pictures through, or even if you have a Google Drive link as well, you can do that as well. So the only thing that you can do is once you start getting reviews, you are able to actually add information about you, like you as the business, whoever the business owner, whoever you want to display, that you can add a picture and a little bio with the name and like what their role is at the business. And then that's how you actually are able to respond to reviews when they do start coming in. So that should be on the add intro section on there. Or if you have a headshot and a little something, we can add it for you, but you can do it on your end as well.
Okay. So as far as everything for Yelp, there's nothing that I'm missing on my end right now, even though it's still saying important information.
No, I think that's just because I haven't done the service that's finalized And then I think it will still say that until you have added the intro for your the headshot of the owner or whatever to respond to reviews. And then the other thing is, when you are, I sent you the review link by text now. Oh, did it not go through? Hang on a second.
Yeah, I didn't see anything.
Let's see. Just give me 1 second. Oh, it didn't send. Okay, let me do this again. I don't know what happened there. And your number is 0541, yes. No? Yes, it is. Okay. Okay, it should be on its way.
Got it.
Okay,
perfect.
Cool.
Great, so now I can use that one and the Google one, and I can send it out to all of our customers.
Correct, yeah. So what I wanted to say about that is with Yelp reviews, if the person is not actually a user on Yelp, it's likely that, so they have a very, with their reviews, it's quite a matrix going on there. So basically, if somebody literally signs up for Yelp today and leaves a review, that review might not be visible for a while because they're trying to vet that person's like not just the business owner or something. So,
I'm familiar with all of that.
Okay, okay, cool. That's good. Not everyone quite understands that. And when the review's missing, they're upset.
Work.
Okay, that's good that you know that.
Rather that happen than someone that's not vetted writes not great
exactly.
things.
Exactly. So if they have Yelp, they can leave some feedback. If not, then, you know, it might not actually be worth them doing it if it's not going to be shown. But, just wanted to let you know. Thank you for taking the time to speak.
If you haven't... find out a couple of things for me, you'll give me a call back today or whenever you find out. Once we start to get reviews coming in, I can go ahead and be able to add that kind of headshots of our staff and a little bit more about it.
Yeah. Correct, yeah. I'll get back to you on the other points. And then once I've ended this call, I'll just quickly call your call tracking to see how it comes through for you.
That is perfect. I'm just seeing here. Okay, I can update everything here. Okay, perfect. That's great. Thank you so much.
Okay, perfect. I'll give you a call back in like 1 minute, okay, on the call tracking.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.